Chapter 3. The Whiskey Rebellion. The new government depended for its income almost entirely on import duties on goods coming into the country and excise taxes on goods sold within the country. We still pay excise taxes today on many products, like whiskey, cigarettes, luxury goods, and even gasoline. If you look at the price signs in gas stations, you will see how much of the price is a government tax. The question always is, what should be taxed? Generally, it is believed that necessities like food ought not to be taxed, but non-essential goods, like cigarettes and perfumes, can be. People thought much the same in Hamilton's time, and he decided to lay an excise tax on whiskey. It was not an essential item, although most people drank it, and furthermore, he wanted everybody to share the expense of running the national government, not just importers in the port cities. The people most affected by the tax on whiskey were the western farmers in the areas lying across the Appalachian Mountain chain, western New York, Pennsylvania, and some of the southern states. The farmers of western Pennsylvania were particularly hard hit by the whiskey tax. Their primary export crop was grain. It was very difficult to cart huge wagon loads of wheat or corn 100 or more miles over rough dirt roads, and even worse across the Appalachians, to eastern seaports like Philadelphia, where it could be sold. It was far easier to distill the grain into whiskey, reducing a wagon load of rye or wheat or barley into a keg of whiskey. The people of western Pennsylvania felt that they had no choice but to reduce their grain and corn to whiskey, and that the tax on it was therefore unfair. The whiskey tax was passed in March 1791, and almost immediately there were protests. The Pennsylvania legislature took up resolutions against it, and in the western part of the state, there were noisy meetings to oppose it. But Washington, Hamilton, and the majority in Congress were determined to collect the tax, and the collectors went forth to do so. Hamilton had something else in the back of his mind.